We at the center of the universe, not the football universe, the universe. It goes down in New York. Bright lights, big city. Let's make some plays.
There he goes, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! Ryan Mundy, pick six.
Western Pennsylvania is nuts for football, so it's almost like you have to play football if you're an athlete there, right? Yeah, that kind of kicked it all off, didn't it?
My dad used to get all these VHS tapes for me, all the NFL films, VHS tapes, and I used to just watch those day in and day out. And so I seen guys like Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, Dick Butkus, Ray Nitschke. Like, what 10-year-old knows who Ray Nitschke is? You know, and I'm walking around here watching these guys day in and day out. But I really think that gave me an appreciation for the game.
You know, you had a nickname.
I do?
You did.
In high school or right now?
No, well, you might have one now, but your nickname was Dynasty.
That was a self-imposed nickname. I guess that was like the thing to do in high school.
So
like
you came up with it, not somebody else?
That was my nickname, yeah.
You're too humble.
I thought you were going to say was M-Easy. That's something that just kind of stuck with me. And my last name is Monday and Easy because everybody just thinks I'm so cool and relaxed and chill.
The guys, did they call you M-Easy?
No, I haven't heard that in a while. I was like, man, you must have did some digging, serious digging to get that one.
I did some serious digging. West Virginia is your NFL entry college, but tell me about your Michigan experience.
My freshman year, I played primarily on special teams. Sophomore year, came in, started every game, had a very productive year. My junior year, you know, the expectations are through the roof. But I get a serious neck injury that I have just happened in a simple tackling drill during fall camp, and I lost all feeling in my left arm. So I had to take an injury red shirt, came back my following year, my senior year, regained my starting position. But things, they really weren't quite the same. And I just felt like, you know, things would be better suited if I pursued another opportunity elsewhere. And I had heard about the graduate transfer rule. I ended up at West Virginia. We had a great season. And then I got drafted back home.
Martellus Bennett's an artist. I understand that you went to a school in Pittsburgh. For
you
the
really did
same
your
thing.
Research. Yeah. Wow.
So, and you are you an artist?
I am. I definitely am.
What kind?
Right now, my medium that I like to work with is photography and videography. I shoot family events, or I'll just take a walk and start taking pictures and stuff like that. That's really the medium that I like working with right now. I bought a Canon camera about 2 years ago, and I've been putting that thing to work whenever I can.
You got a favorite photo?
The videos that I shot of my daughter's being born. You know, I document that whole process.
Oh my God, the baby!
And, you know, I put some nice backdrop music to it and piece it together real nice. So both of those videos are definitely my favorite.
You definitely are tied into social media, and I went to your website, and it's a great video. Just explaining to everybody what you're all about, basically. A first-person account of where you're headed beyond football.
You know, I feel like I just want to maximize my opportunities, build my relationships, and make sure that whenever my playing days are done, I'm ready to go because I'm excited about my life after football and what that may hold.
You look like a CEO when you throw a suit on. Either you do. You look like a CEO.
The look is half the battle. The look is half the battle. But like I said, when my days of playing football are over, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm prepared and ready to enter the next stage of life.